Blog Talk Radio.
You first loved us. God be the glory. To God be the praise. Amen. We worship in God and we thank Him. Amen. Welcome to Seeds of the Word this great Wednesday. I'm your hostess, Pastor Katisa. I give God glory and praise for His strength today. Amen. We are walking in the power of Jesus' resurrection. Amen. We're dead to sin, but we are alive in Christ. And so glory be unto God that He's given us this great salvation that we are not neglecting, but with the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are laborers in the harvest field. Amen. And so this is biblical coaching, Seeds of Harvest, and, you know, giving God praise, giving God glory. Hallelujah. So let us go to Him in prayer. We're going to have just a little bit of encouraging word from the Lord on today as we are celebrating the crucifixion of our Lord and His resurrection, and to Him be the praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we glorify You. God, we ask You in the name of Jesus, protect our loved ones. Keep them safe. Keep them in, we know they're in Your hands, God, and God, You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think in our prayers. God, You are mighty. God, You are awesome. God, You are wonderful. And God, You don't, nothing is in vain when serving You. God, because You say You work all things together for the good of those who love You and are called according to Your purposes. And so Your purpose, Your will shall be fulfilled in the earth. And we know that Your purpose is that no one should perish. All should come to repentance. As You send forth these laborers into the harvest field, glory be unto Your name. Hallelujah, God. And, oh, Father, we thank You, God, for this great salvation that You've given us to be messengers, to be ambassadors of this ministry of reconciliation. And thank You, oh, God, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who by Your power, You raised from the dead, and he's now sitting at your right hand, forever making intercession for us, the saints of God. In Jesus' name, your son, amen. Praise God. So we give God the glory, amen. God is awesome. God is wonderful, amen. So we're coming from the scripture. Let's start off with that Romans 6. We're going to start off with Romans 6, amen. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Romans 6, amen, chapter 5, Romans 6, verse 5 is what we're going to start with. And it says, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. Amen. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Verse 7, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Verse 6 says, now if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. Verse 11, in the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's how we ought to look at ourselves. Count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That was Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 11. Amen. And when we count ourselves alive to God in Christ Jesus, we also alive with power and holiness and godliness in God. Hallelujah. It is, beyond what we can even, think or imagine. But glory be unto God. Hallelujah. That we can proclaim this good news of the gospel. And so, Jesus Christ, we celebrate. The resurrection is so centered. We know it's a centerpiece of our faith. It's one of the things that sets apart Christianity, that we believe that Jesus Christ, yes, he went to the cross. Yes, he was put in the tomb, but no, he's no longer there. He has not been there. He's been in heaven all this time, all this time. And so we have this great hope. Yeah, when we get baptized, we go down in the water like we're being baptized in the death of Jesus Christ. And when we come back up, it's like the resurrection, being resurrected by the power of God through the Holy Spirit. And so, amen, praise his name. This is what I fell over in Romans chapter 8, it says in verse 10, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Verse 11, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you and me. Life, that's why Jesus came. He said, I came to give life, and life more abundantly. That's what we need to be preaching and teaching about God. Yes, it's a life of humility before the one and only God, but it's also a life of power, of strength, of encouragement, of comfort, of triumph, of victory found in our faith in Christ Jesus. Over in Galatians, you'll find the only thing that matters is our faith expressing itself through love. Jesus gave us command about love. He said, a new command, you love one another just as I loved you. How did Jesus love us? He laid down his life. Oh, he laid it down. He said, I laid down my life in John chapter 10, but I can take it up again. And he did. Death could not keep him. Death could not hold him. So we have a powerful message. It's powerful. And we can't keep it to ourselves. We got to be these laborers that are persistent, that are persevering and enduring. Because it's of the salvation of souls. When we, you know, go through and put aside everything that so easily besets us, we realize that's what's important in life, because that is eternal. That is that's permanent. The message of the gospel addresses the permanent, not the temporary. Now, this temporary thing, God will address. He gives provision. Amen. We know God gives provision for whatever we need. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So we know there's the permanent need that he supplied for all times, for all people. That John 3:16, that he loved the world and gave Jesus. So those who have faith, those who have believed, will have eternal life, will live forever and ever, because that's permanent, that's forever. And so we have this hope. Yes, we have this hope of the resurrection that Jesus has, we also shall have. That's the hope. We can find that throughout the New Testament, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and its importance to us in our faith. We do not serve a God who cannot hear. We do not serve a God who cannot see, smell. God smells. We don't serve any God made by human hands. We are serving the one and only God, the creator of all. And he is a very present God. He is always present. He is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. That's the God we serve. And he is the God we are proclaiming to the nations, to our families, to our neighbors, to our communities. The highways, byways, the street, the grocery store, the cafes, the workplace. God is magnified and glorified. To him be the praise and glory. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the power of the resurrection. Power. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He told Mary and Martha about their brother. So we celebrate. We celebrate God in all his fullness. We proclaim this gospel message until the Lord returns. I thank God for you. Amen. Join us as we celebrate our youth on this Saturday. Amen. Keep us in prayer. Seeds of harvest. Keep us in prayer that we are, you know, going forward in all God's proclaiming. God is magnificent. God is awesome. Bless you. The Lord bless you. He will keep you, make his face shine upon you, give you peace. Go with God. Amen.